Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your host, Stewie. How's everyone doing on this Wednesday? It's hump day. I know for some of you all, you're not dealing with this winter right now. We are actually experiencing a wintry mix. And, of course, as always, traffic is crazy between the tri-state area, trying to get home, trying to get to the next destination, whatever may have you. I just want everyone to adhere to all the safety guidelines, and that is to drive very, very safe, drive with patience, and be definitely cautious of where you are, and be safe out there. Make sure that you're bundled up. Make sure that you have gloves on, hat, scarves. It will be dropping very low tonight. It's already now at 29, 30 degrees, and it's going to drop lower. So all this wintry mix that we're going on right now, it definitely will be turned into ice come Thursday morning. So safe travels to you all tomorrow morning. As always, follow the rules. Be safe out there. And for the ones that are not dealing with this wintry mix, high five to you guys that you're not dealing with this. And share some of that warmth over there. But no, soon enough, if we be patient enough, soon enough before you know it, March and then April will be here and we'll be into spring. So can't wait because we're already coming into our tail end of this month. Anyway, we are now halfway through this week. We have 1 full week left and then we'll be into good old February, which is my birthday month. Woo! Yay! So, as you all know, if you're not paying attention, now you know because I'll inform you. We are, as of today, in the Mercury retrograde, and I've already actually been noticing within the last week some miscommunication, a little frustrations are starting to happen. So definitely, everyone, be very, very cautious of what you say. Reevaluate yourself in this time frame for the next 3 weeks, and definitely communicate very effectively as much as you can. You know, if you think that you said something incorrectly, go back to that person and say it correctly again. Make sure that they understand because it is going to be a little bit of a way too much of a miscommunication. And I personally hate having a Mercury retrograde during wintertime. It's absolutely the utmost unfortunate time to have Mercury retrogrades, but it happens literally around this time almost every year. So with that being said, as always, this is time to reevaluate yourself, sit back and revisit some old things and work on them or something. You know, just definitely don't start nothing new. This is around the time where you're not starting anything new. And if you already had something in the works within the last week or two, that's fine because the Mercury retrograde actually starts as of today, so don't start anything actually within this three-week time frame. So moving forward, I wanted to touch, I normally don't touch bases on political things and or the media because I'm the media myself. I report what I think I should be reporting, and I give my opinion. Now, high five to President Barack Obama for the Union State speech yesterday. As far as I am concerned, I feel as though that speech definitely hit a few home runs. For some, it actually hit a few nerves. But you can't knock what the president has been actually doing. He's been actually very successful with all that he's been saying that he's trying to do. He has either done it or he hasn't done it or it's still in the works or whatever may have you. But look at what is going on around you. Things are meddling out as they should. If you don't know, now you know. President Bush, when he was in office, he tore this nation apart within the 8 years that he was here. If you disagree with me, that is fine. I don't disagree with my own self. I'm sorry. I've seen the progress that President Barack Obama has been doing, and I appreciate it versus what happened with the 8 years that we have with President Bush. Okay, I'm not ever again, and I didn't vote for another Bush in my life, and I won't vote for another person like him in my life. So that's my standpoint on that. So as far as the media, I am getting a little bit perturbed at the fact that, you know, the social media and the news, all of us in the entertainment industry is concentrating on way too much irrelevant news. I don't like the fact that everything that is being reported is not something that should be really addressed. It's so frustrating to turn on the news, to turn on e-entertainment, e-online, you know, whatever, and be talking about something that's so irrelevant to be talking about. Who cares? That's just my tidbit on it. Who cares? And you know what? I'm going to say this, and I'm probably going to say this again probably later down the line with all the rest of the shows. The United States of America, Americans are very hard to please. If you don't like that comment, then I'm sorry for you, but you really need to analyze the situation and analyze yourselves. America is very hard to please. It's so hard for up-and-coming businesses, up-and-coming artists to be loved for what they do so effectively and efficiently because of the fact that America is so hard to please. If you don't understand the statistics, then I suggest that you look outside of America and look at the UK. Look at the countries that are outside of the USA, and you get so much love outside of the USA than you do within the USA. That is sad. And I've noticed that. I just never touched this topic before, but I really, really have noticed that. That's why I always tell the up-and-coming music artists that you need to try to be international first. Versus trying to come over here to the USA because of the fact that the United States, and I'm American too, is very hard to please. And that's really sad because you can't be like that all the time. Like, we can't sit back and only like what we as an individual likes to see within people. Now, because I'm an image consultant, yes, I like to see certain things, but I also like to accommodate that person for what they want to be seen outside of them and within them. So it's all about being that companion to help that person feel like they are seeing what they want to see. It's not all about what you want to see. Like, yes, I do want to see certain things. Me, personally, I want to see everyone be prosperous and happy and successful. Okay, that's what I want to see. Yes, I want to see everyone healthy and living right and exercising and being a giver and not much of a taker. But yes, that's what I want to see. But I am not that hard to please. But I feel as though I'm not hard to please because of the fact that if you can't do it for me, I'll do it for myself. And if I'm not asking you for it, then don't worry about it. Now, some people look at that as, well, I want to be able to do something for you. Then you could do something for me. Just don't expect me to be asking all the time. That doesn't mean I'm hard to please. I just like to do things for myself. So with that being said, I just think it's best that everyone needs to stop feeling like, you know, if you're not, my whole thing is if you're not, this is where cyberbullying comes into play. If you're not a part of the actual media, you know, and you're just giving just a feedback like, you know, I think, you should smile more. Those are the type of feedbacks that me social media actually looks forward to. Not, oh, I don't like this and this and this and it. Like, all that negative remarks and comments, all that is unnecessary. It truly is. It's unnecessary. And I think the social media has given way too much leeway for people to feel as though that their opinions are very much so valued. And I'm sorry, if you're not the person in control of that company or that radio station or that news station or whatever that social media, if you're not the person in charge of that, your opinions really don't matter. Now, if you stop supporting that station, if you stop supporting that news station, then yes, at that point in time, they'll figure out how to reevaluate themselves advertising-wise to bring back the audience that they want, but they probably wouldn't really care for the negative ones. And with that being said, I also wanted to jump into another topic. Now, we all know, we've been doing this for years, that, you know, when we're invited to a party and we don't feel like going, it's either A, we don't say anything, B, we do say something, like, hey, I'm not going to be able to make it, or C, we show up, like, really, really late, or D, you show up on time. Now, for the ones that show up late, at least you showed up. For the ones that show up on time, high five to you for showing up. You wanted to go. For the ones that didn't want to go and didn't make contact to say that you're not going, this lady had actually sent a bill to the child that had said that they would go to the birthday party. Now, not everyone does this. Not everyone likes this. Not everyone will agree. Not everyone will agree. If you say that you're going to go to a party, please understand, regardless if it's a child's party, if it's an adult party, please understand this. When you say that you're going to go, They count on you going as an extra seat, an extra person, an extra plate, an extra bit of food, extra case of liquor, beer, whatever may have you. They count on that, so they know exactly how much they're going to be spending, whether if it's going to be a group package, whether if it's going to be this, whether if it's going to be that. Now, when you don't show up, the most ignorant form ever to me that you can do to a person is just don't show up and don't tell them. It's so best that you go ahead and say, listen, right, I'm not going to be able to make it. You know, whatever I can do for you before or after the event, let me know. That's as simple as 1, 2, 3. If you feel as though that you can't give that person that much of a respect, then you shouldn't have never accepted the invitation. Now, with that being said, it depends on how you receive the invitation. If you get the invitation while you're at work, just simply hand it back like, hey, listen, I'm not going to be able to make it. Do it right then and there. If you get something in the mail, pick up the phone right away and say, listen, I appreciate that I was invited, but I'm not going to be able to make it. Okay? You know, however you receive the invitation, you receive it via email. You know, respond back. Respond back and say, listen, I'm not going to be able to make it. Almost immediately do that if you know for sure you're not going to be able to. And if you change your mind, then go ahead and go. Just don't be invited to a place, whether you say you are or you aren't going to go, and then just don't show up. That, to me, is very hurtful because I would definitely look for an explanation, like, right away. I wouldn't even care about sending you a bill for the group cost or how much it costs, everything. No, I would want an explanation, like, what happened? Why did you not show up? You know, and all depending on what the scenario was, you know, if you got a good enough story, because that's what it's going to be, story or an excuse, then we'll go ahead and roll with it. Other than that, that's really wrong. Now, if you disagree with the lady sending the child a bill, by all means, you're probably one of the people that actually don't show up. But if you are one of those people that do show up and you still disagree, high five to you, I understand. I disagree, too, when it comes to that aspect. But for a person who doesn't show up and you feel as though that you disagree with receiving a bill in the mail for not showing up to an invited party, then maybe you need to start attending parties so you don't receive a bill. Because you never know who's going to attempt that again. Now, the bill was fairly small. It was only like $24. You know, that's nothing really much to sue over. But the father had already said that he plans on not paying that. Okay. That's his decision. So, back to some image branding tips. Now, I'm going to use an example of a family member. When I'm trying to help you get your image together, please don't be lazy. I am all about helping you. This is the whole point of this, the whole, you know, this whole program, the companionship, the motivation. You know, if you're really not interested in getting your life together, don't complain about how you eat. Don't complain about how you look. Don't complain about anything unless you're really, really interested in losing the weight. You just can't wake up one day and boom, I'm skinny. No, because if it was that easy, trust and believe, I would be wanting that, okay? So it takes hard work and dedication. You just, as you can hear, we are definitely counting down for the last couple of minutes of the show. But please, my people, please, don't be lazy when it comes to trying to lose this weight or to get yourselves into the image that you want. Please, this is hard work and dedication for everybody and everything. All right, so counting down, you guys can follow me on Instagram at Stewie Chewy, S-T-E-W-Y-C-H-E-W-Y. You guys can email me at the business email address for your image, LLC at gmail.com. That's FORYOURINAGE LLC at gmail.com. You guys can also contact me on CustoExperts.com/conversation-with-Stewie, S-C-E-W-Y. And also keep in contact with me, guys. You know, follow me. Let me know exactly what you're hearing, what you want to hear. Your feedback is appreciated as long as it's not negative because you will be blocked. That is automatic block. So I'll keep up with you guys. Definitely be safe out there this weekend. If you're in the winter like I am, be safe out there if you have plans. If you don't have plans, definitely stay in the house. We need everyone to stay alive as much as you can. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Okay, so you guys have a great weekend. I'll touch bases with you again on Sunday. Be safe out there, and have a good night. All right.